signs of creepy-ass stalker. It was uncomfortable, and I ended up canceling my accounts because they were distracting me too much. Her forehead had wrinkled and then gotten even more wrinkled the more I spoke. Shit.
Did you go to the police?
She finally asked, her forehead still lined. There were never any actual threats to me, so there wasn't anything they would do, I told her honestly, feeling like an idiot. Everything was online. There, I did lie somewhat. When I had first gone to the police, it had been true, but it hadn't stayed that way. Her expression still didn't change at all, but there was something about it, maybe her eyes, that made her look more thoughtful than she had before.
You'll tell me if there's a problem.
I lifted a shoulder and made my face do the closest thing to a smile it could make when it didn't feel genuine. Her forehead flattened, and the corners of her mouth twitched just a little.
I can appreciate you not lying to me. At least keep me in the loop if things pick up again. I would rather you be comfortable and safe than being harassed, understand?
I was going to take that as her telling me she would rather I not have an account than have one where I got sent videos of someone jerking off to pictures I'd posted of myself. I nodded at Coach Lee, shoving the memory of that away. She didn't look like she believed me exactly, but she didn't call me out on it.
Let me think about it some more, but for now, post basic things around the LC. Once a day is best. Make sure they're good, quality photos. In a few weeks, start to mix the content up.
Ivan and I were talking. When the hell did they talk? On the phone? I had never seen them whispering to each other or anything.
And after what you've just said, I think it might be a good idea if we set up an account dedicated to the two of you.
I blinked at the T word. For... We were only in this for a year together. I blinked again. Why? Her expression almost made me feel like an idiot.
The more fans like you, the more they'll root for you. The easier it'll be to get donations to hopefully cover the rest of your expenses, Jasmine, if you need the assistance.
I made a face.
Or even if you don't, she threw in, probably seeing my expression, you might want to think about starting one of those online fundraising pages to cover your other expenses.
Right. Like that would go well. I could name the people who would donate, and I was related to all of them. I was used to it, but the last thing my rep needed was for people to laugh over no one giving a shit about me. No fucking thanks. Stripping or the kidney black market it would be. When I didn't say anything, she went on.
It's also a good idea for you two to do a few interviews together in the near future. I was thinking we should invite a reporter or two to the facility and get some footage of you both practicing. We can spin the story nicely. Two rinkmates coming together. It would look great.
Me and Ivan doing an interview together?
A unified front, she kept going. Knowing each other for so long and then coming back together.
I choked. A unified front? Knowing each other for so long? There was a video of us from a couple of years ago that was supposed to have been a recording of another skater's practice, but it had caught me telling Ivan to suck my dick after he told me the only way I was going to get better at a spin I'd been working on was to be reincarnated. But the mic hadn't picked up that part, just what I'd said, because that was my luck. I wasn't exactly the most book-smart person in the world, but I wasn't dumb. So I knew there was something about the tone of her voice and the way she was speaking that I didn't like, and I wasn't wrong. I blinked at her. Are you trying to make it seem like we're dating? She pursed her lips together for a moment.
No, not dating. More like you're very friendly with each other, as in you respect and like each other.
Oh, God.
The more unified, the better.
What?
People would eat it up,
she finished off, her face calm and even. The blank stare I was aiming her way must have said exactly what I thought, because she raised her eyebrows in a way that I didn't appreciate.
We just don't need it to look like you can barely stand each other. Do you understand me?
I didn't move from my spot as I said carefully, you want me to act like we're all giggly and cuddly and friendly.
She sighed the same way Galena used to, but I didn't focus on that at all. No, that's not what I'm saying. Respect and admiration. I don't admire him. She squeezed her eyes closed for a moment, and I'd bet my life she was praying for patience. You can act like it. He doesn't admire me either. He can act like it too, but it's important, and he knows that. You can't glare at each other. You act when you're on the ice, and I'm sure those emotions will translate well in the choreography that's put together in a couple of months. I'm not worried about that. We'll find the right musical compositions to flatter your chemistry. You've also both been doing great during practice, and I'm very proud of you. For not killing each other? Good God. That's what my life had come to? People being proud of me for keeping my mouth shut? But you both need to keep it going even outside of the rink, at least where other people can see and read your lips. She slid me a look. All I could do was sit there and blink. Realistically, I knew she wasn't asking for something outrageous or even unheard of. She didn't want us at each other's throats was what she was trying to say. But what it felt like was something completely different. It felt like she was asking me to pretend to love him or something. And I felt a whole lot of things for Ivan Lukov, but love was nowhere in the top 1,000 words I would have used. Nope. In the way she had been showing me lately of being able to read my body language and face, Coach Lee sighed and gave me another tiny smile that had exasperation around the edges. Jasmine, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in miracles. I'm not asking you for anything I don't think you're both capable of. I didn't say a word. I was an idiot for not seeing this coming. I really was. I could admit it. Why the hell I hadn't thought that we'd have to put our best behavior pants on in front of public eyes was beyond me. I was a really shitty actress, and I hated lies. And I hated even more that we were having to have this conversation to begin with. Pushing down hard on my temple with my index and middle finger, I let out a slow breath that wasn't at all like me. The question hovered on my lips and in my heart, and I didn't want an answer, but I needed it. Is my reputation that bad that we have to do this? No one denies that you're a world-class figure skater, Jasmine. Here we go. But there are these small worries about things in the past that we want to improve as much as possible to help us all out. You understand. That was the fucked up part. I did understand. I understood completely. My reputation was that bad that people thought the only way to salvage it was to have the little doll of the figure skating world be my friend. That if he could like me, everyone else could too. Because if he didn't, then there was something wrong with me. There wasn't anything wrong with me. I stood up for myself. I stood up for other people. I didn't take shit from others. Was that so wrong? Even Jonathan, my brother, had told me once years ago that if I were a man, no one would think twice about it. People would think I was some kind of asshole hero with a heart of gold. You don't have to act it up over the top. She made a face that said that if I did, no one would complain. I got it. But be friendly with each other. Be a team. Keep the comments between the two of you and out of the spotlight. The door creaking open kept me from saying anything else. Then the pure black head of hair peeked around the slot in the doorway, and a face I was growing more and more familiar with by the second appeared.
I had to sign a few autographs.
He apologized, before coming inside and closing the door behind him, before pausing and glancing between the two of us, like he didn't know what to think. Of course he would be signing autographs at the same facility he trained at almost daily. It was only because Coach Lee was right there that I didn't open my mouth and say something sarcastic about him paying people to ask him for his signature. But I managed to push that out of my head and focus on Lee's words. Did you know about this? I asked him, my voice sounding weird and even a little hoarse to my ears. Those intense blue eyes went from Coach Lee to me to back to her, and he replied, making a face at me for some reason.
What?
Us. Acting like we're dating, I snapped, shooting a look at Coach Lee, who was making her own face like I was over-exaggerating. I didn't say to act like you're dating. she started to explain before Ivan cut her off.
We're supposed to act like we're dating?
Ivan stood there, his eyes bouncing back and forth between Coach Lee and me so fast, I knew there was no way he'd heard about this. His frown helped, too. Fine, more like we're best friends. Somewhere in the back of my mind, I realized I was totally blowing this out of proportion and stealing the reins of acting like a drama queen, but not really caring at the same time. No, not even best friends. I would settle for just friends, the other woman tried to clarify. That respect and admire each other, I muttered. Ivan said nothing for once in his life. You don't have to kiss or anything like that. Just be friendly, smile at each other, don't act like you think the other has cooties, she offered, as if that was better. I was going to ignore the fact she'd used the word cooties to describe what we thought of each other. I thought he was the devil, or at least an immediate family member to him, or her. I didn't think Ivan had cooties. I was staring at her with my mouth slightly open, and I wasn't sure if Ivan was or not, but I didn't care. The other woman gave Ivan a look I wasn't sure what to do with. It was frustrated? Angry? You're both going to act like this is impossible? Ivan blinked. Then I blinked, too. It'll be good for both of you, and you know that. That was debatable. My mind was racing. Had he acted all buddy-buddy with the rest of his partners before? I couldn't remember. Paul and I had been a little affectionate with each other, but not anywhere near as much as other pairs' partners were. And at least half the time, I didn't look at him like I wanted to kill him, I thought. But Ivan and the partners before me? I really couldn't be sure. I didn't think so, though. Then again, I hadn't paid that much attention to them because I was always so focused on his annoying ass. Out of the corner of my eye, I watched Ivan raise his hand and cup the back of his head with it, but I was too busy taking in the expression Coach Lee was shooting him to really absorb his actions at first. Her face was turning pink, and was she giving him big eyes? Ivan, the woman said, slowly, carefully, another message hiding in his name alone. He blinked. Those long, sweeping black eyelashes hung down over his eyes, and I could see the hard breath in and out of his throat and chest. Something told me there was something wrong about this. The way they were looking at each other, I couldn't figure it out, but...
Sure.
He huffed unexpectedly. Shooting me a look I almost missed that seemed like I was putting him out and making him do something he would rather not. Sure? I croaked. He nodded, looking pissed off.
Yeah, sure. I can do it.
What the fu- I closed my mouth and pressed my lips together. Think. Think, Jasmine. I had given them my word.
It's not the best idea I've ever heard, but we should do it.
Then he looked in my direction, and his forehead scrunched up.
It's only a year before I get rid of you.
Motherfucker. Coach Lee groaned, but I barely heard it over the need for me to call him a little bitch. He sighed and tipped his head up toward the ceiling.
I can fake a smile,
he went on, as I leaned over in my seat and planted the tip of my elbow onto the armrest.
She doesn't have to marry me or have my kid, right, Lee? Or did I miss that?
That had me rolling back to sit up straight so I could glare at him. I wouldn't have your kid if you paid me $1 million. Something strange happened to his cheek before his facial features went completely smooth.
I'm not asking you to. It isn't that big of a deal. I can do it.
Those dark, thick eyebrows of his went up just half an inch, max.
You can't do something so small?
He asked, and I swore he was purposely trying to egg me on. If that throwdown wasn't enough to calm me down and get my thoughts in order, I didn't know what was. Of course, there was nothing he could do that I couldn't do better, except a quad, a jump with 4 revolutions, but that was beside the point. I wasn't about to let evil think they were better than I was, so I kept my voice nice and even as I tried to explain. I can do it, but I'm just not good at pretending, all right? Neither one of them said a word. I'm not, I reiterated. They were asking me to be affectionate. All right, maybe not affectionate, but at least not act like I couldn't stand him, I guess. Of course I could do it. I just didn't know if I wanted to. I'd never been a good actress. I had never seen a point in pretending to feel something that I didn't, or like someone I couldn't stand. I had dealt with enough shit like that in my life.
You're not exactly my type, if that helps any.
Ivan threw in, forcing me to turn my head slowly to look at him.
I can look at you like I don't hate you.
I blinked. Good. You're not my type either. He blinked. I blinked. And then Coach Lee let out an uncomfortable noise.
I'm glad neither one of you is each other's type. So, can we agree that you can be nice to each other in public? I have an interview set up for both of you next week.
Ivan shrugged as I stared at him, his own gaze not going anywhere.
I can do it. It's up to her if she can.
Years from then, I'd look back on that moment and see how well they played me, how well Ivan knew me after so long, because I walked right into that shit. My pride led me there. Of course I can do it. And with a clap of her hands, it was settled. Good. Let's move on to the next thing. The sports network wants to have you in their magazine, Coach Lee said, her fingernails scratching at her neck in a way that told me she was anxious. And she was never anxious. I glanced at Ivan to find him in his seat, with his arms crossed over his chest, looking totally unfazed, until I saw the way he was shaking his foot. Okay, I said slowly, still watching Ivan as he sat there, looking almost checked out. But I knew his form of evil too well. He wasn't. Coach Lee let this small, awkward smile cover her mouth, putting me on edge. Both of you. Well, no shit, both of us. Why would they only want me when it was Prissy Pants over here that was the most well-known one between us? There was more to this. My gut knew there was. She was just taking her time telling me for some reason. So I waited. And I didn't say anything as I stared at her, ready to hear the rest of it. When Coach Lee's eyes flicked in Ivan's direction, it just confirmed everything. Her voice was higher than usual as she said, "It's for a special issue." The idiot in the seat coughed. "It's highest selling issue every year." Oh. Oh. I knew exactly what she was talking about. But I kept my mouth shut and didn't let her know I knew, because what would the fun in that be when she was nervous and maybe even a little embarrassed to be trying to talk me into something that would require me to get naked? She didn't know I wasn't shy, but she should. I'd strip down right then if I had to. I'd been changing in front of other people since I was a kid, starting off in competitions. It would be great publicity if you did it. I kept on watching her. Kept the blank look on my face, too. It would only take a morning or an afternoon. I nodded that time and did it slowly. Possibly a day at the most, but no longer than that. She finished up her pitch with a tight smile. I blinked at her, looking as innocent as I was capable of. What's the issue? I asked her, keeping my tone light. Her face flushed red, and her gaze moved to Ivan quickly.
You already know it's for the anatomy issue, Meatball. Quit being a pain in the ass dragging it out.
Ivan snickered, shaking his head. There went fucking Meatball again. Focus. Be better. I shot him a bland look and shrugged. Sorry, I said, only half meaning it. Her face immediately went into a frown. You knew? I figured when you were trying extra hard to sell me on it. She still didn't look happy, but she didn't look mad either, just surprised. You're fine with it? I raised a shoulder. All they need to do is take pictures of me and my skates, right? Coach Lee blinked. Yes. I get to tape my extra private parts, right? She nodded slowly, her face still twisted into an apprehensive expression. And it's only the staff that are around? She did the same gesture, her expression not going anywhere. It's fine with me, then, I told her easily. I know that would be good publicity. Plus, I'd always secretly hoped I'd be invited to do it. It was pretty much an honor in a sport with so many talented people. Coach's eyes narrowed almost suspiciously, and she took her time saying, Don't take this the wrong way, but I'm having a hard time accepting that you're being so understanding with this. I get naked in front of total strangers in the changing rooms, I said. The people taking the pictures and on the staff have seen better bodies and worse bodies than mine. We all have butt cracks and genitals. I don't see what the big deal is. And it's not like anyone is going to see my nipples or anything. Then I blinked. Neither one of you needs to be there, right? Ivan coughed again, and Coach Lee's face turned bright red. Her sputter could probably be heard around the world as she replied, Jasmine, the shoot isn't of you by yourself. They want you and Ivan together. Me and Ivan together. Naked. It would be great for the two of you to do it, Coach Lee added, trying to put some enthusiasm into her tone, like that would convince me. Just a quick shoot. Knowing both of you, you'd get it done as fast as possible. I'd have to get naked in front of him? I hooked my thumb and pointed it toward the idiot that was smirking from his spot on the seat. I didn't need to glance at him to know he was doing it. I just knew he was. She nodded. I didn't even think about it. No. Ivan's laugh, this lazy, bright thing that got on my nerves every time I heard it, filled the room.
You said a second ago that you get naked in front of complete strangers.
I shot the idiot in a fleece pullover and navy blue sweatpants a look. Yeah, strangers, not people I need to see every day, I scoffed. Not you. He wrinkled his nose, clearly enjoying the shit out of this.
Yeah, you know me. You know you can trust me.
I laughed. No.
What am I going to do, take a picture of you and post it on the internet?
He made a face. He had a point, but no.
I trust you not to post a picture of me naked,
he offered, like that would help. I shot him another look. Why would I do that? Nobody wants to see that anyway. He rolled his eyes and made an exasperated noise in his throat that I had seen and heard him do at least a handful of times over the years when he didn't know what to say in return, a.k.a. I'd won.
I don't get what the big deal is.
He changed the subject.
She was worried you'd tell us no, but I thought for sure you'd say yes. It's the highest-selling issue.
Fuck me. Ivan tipped his head to the side and gave me that clear, smug face again.
We made a deal.
Damn it. I know we made a deal, I hissed, suddenly feeling off.
We have to do it.
I wanted to lift my hands up to cover my eyes, but I didn't. I wouldn't. But shit. Shit! I looked up at the ceiling and let out a breath.
You know, I've seen naked women before, right?
He asked, with what might have been humor or smartass in his tone. I shook my head and kept my gaze upward. How the hell had I gotten into this? And how could I get myself out of it? It was one thing for a bunch of other girls to see me butt-ass naked. It was one thing for a total stranger to see me in my birthday suit. But it was a completely different thing for this man, who used to tease me for years about my body, to see me without clothes. I was going to have to look him in the eye for the next year. Listen to him for that time period. One of the last people in the world I would ever want to be that vulnerable around would be Ivan. He didn't need more ammo for his arsenal. God forbid he make a comment about the size of my ass when I didn't have underwear on. I'd probably try to pull his dick off. But I had given them my word. I was going to do whatever I needed to do to take advantage of this time we were going to have together. And if that meant having to get shit about my small chest, or the shape of my belly button, or my vagina lips, it was going to be his dick that got ripped off. Son of a bitch. So, yes? Coach Lee asked, sounding hopeful. I still wouldn't look at them as the reality of the situation hit me right in the chest. I don't have a choice, do I?
Don't look so pissed. We'll get it done as fast as possible. Holding you up fully clothed is bad enough. I don't want to do it when you're naked.
I didn't hesitate flipping him off, even with my attention on the ceiling. Lowering my gaze, I gave him a mean smile. I don't want to see your junk either. The idiot winked.
Oh, it's not junk, Meatball. It's the good stuff.
I gagged. Chapter 7. Spring, Summer.
Would you stop?
Ivan hissed at me at the same time he bumped his leg against mine under the table. You quit. I'm on my side. You keep your legs together. I hit my knee against his right back, even though I had told myself I was going to be good and get through this next hour like a champ. Because I could, and I would. For sure, if he hadn't sat next to me. I wasn't going to be the one to screw up this interview that Coach Lee had set up for us. If anyone was going to do it, it was going to be this jackass beside me. We had done pretty well since our meeting, where Lee had asked us to try and not hate each other and keep our ugly looks and words to when we were in private, or at least not in earshot of anyone else. She still hadn't made the same mistake of leaving us alone either, so there was that. But today was the day we really had to be on our best behavior. I thought it wouldn't be a problem. I'd survived worse things for 60 minutes. Then Ivan had decided to sit next to me, and I started to doubt myself. I had already been sitting at the bench in the LC's staff break room when he had slid in. We were supposed to be waiting for the journalist or blogger or whoever she was to come over and ask us questions in preparation for the official announcement that Ivan and I were now competing together. Except we weren't supposed to say it was only for a season. Lee had briefed me on that yesterday. The only people that need to know that is us. Great. Shifting my legs so that the inside of my thighs were pressed together and not touching Satan's so this lady wouldn't walk in the middle of us arguing. I looked around the empty kitchen area and tried to ignore the heat of Ivan's body not even an inch away. Then his lower thigh bumped into my knee. Again. Why are you touching me? I whispered, barely moving my lips, eyes on the door. I didn't trust myself to look at him.
You're touching me,
was his smart-ass and stupid response because he'd been the one to move. I still didn't glance at him. Why are you sitting next to me?
Because I can.
You're too close.
I've been closer to you.
I side-eyed him. Because you have to be. Go sit over there, away from me. He was already watching me with those creepy clear blue eyes.
No.
I blinked, and he blinked right back at me. Bitch. Then move so I can go sit across the table.
No.
I turned my head to fully get a look at him. His hair was neat and brushed over backward, without one strand out of place. Today he was wearing a sweater I recognized, in a shade of gray so light it was almost white. It made his eyes stand out. If I noticed that kind of thing. Move, I said. He repeated himself. Move, or I'll make you move. That time he shook his head. Why?
Because it'll look better if we're sitting together.
I opened my mouth to tell him he was stupid, but I closed it. The corners of his mouth flexed a little, just a little. I scrunched up my nose and made myself look back at the door. A minute passed, maybe two. Where was this lady? We had to cut practice short to do this. We had barely started moving forward with training. We were doing side-by-side jumps together, and it was going great. We moved so similarly, especially with jumps, that there were hardly any corrections for us to make. I could tell Coach Lee was pleased. I knew I was. Ivan knocked his leg against mine out of the blue once more, making me glance back in his direction. He was making a face at me.
Stop doing that. You're making the whole bench shake.
What the? Oh, I hadn't even realized I'd been shaking my knee. I stopped and shoved my hands under my thighs. Then I started bouncing my heels. Where the hell was this lady? She was definitely late. A hand came down on top of my knee.
Stop it.
Ivan muttered in that perfectly balanced voice that was deep but not too deep, just perfectly aggravating.
I didn't know you knew how to be nervous.
I stopped bouncing my heels and slid him a look out of the corner of my eye, taking in that flawless complexion. I didn't think I'd ever seen him with a single pimple, whitehead, or blackhead, ever. Ugh, I'm not nervous. He snorted so loud, I turned my whole upper body toward him. He was smiling. That lean face with its microscopic pores, high cheekbones, and angular, hard jaw were all lit up. He was smiling. And he hadn't just won a competition, and he wasn't around his family either. I'd never seen that before. Who the hell was this person? His leg hit my thigh as he asked.
That's why you won't stop shaking your leg?
I'm shaking my leg because we could be practicing right now instead of waiting around, I said, only partially believing my own bullshit. Why are you in my business anyway? And why are you being so talkative? The truth was, I hadn't been able to stop shaking some part of my body from the moment I'd woken up, knowing this interview was coming. I had no problem talking to people, but what I had a problem with was the fact that I had to answer questions, and those responses would be recorded and kept forever to be judged and torn apart for the rest of history. While sitting beside Ivan. Ivan, who was already getting on my nerves, and no one had even started asking his questions. No pressure.
You're full of shit,
he muttered back, shifting beside me so that his hip pressed against mine. I glanced back at the door as I said, You're full of shit. He made a noise in his throat. Another minute passed. Maybe two or three more, and the lady still hadn't shown up. I was leaving when time was up. I wasn't going to sit around and wait.
I'll talk if you're worried you'll say something wrong,
Ivan said in an almost whisper, like he didn't want us to be overheard either. I paused for a second at his offer, then scoffed. I'm not worried.
You're a liar.
I couldn't think of a single comeback, damn it. So I settled for, shut up. The laugh that came out of him caught me off guard, and it only made me madder about the entire situation. What are you laughing at? I snapped. It only made him laugh harder.
At you, Jesus. I've never actually seen you so tense. I didn't think you had it in you.
Pulling my hands out from under my thighs, I set them on top of the table and started tapping my fingertips on it.
Relax, meatball.
Ivan kept on talking, sounding way too amused. I ignored the meatball, even though I felt myself wince. I am relaxed. I lied, again.
Anyone ever told you that you suck at lying? You're not even trying.
Rolling my eyes, I kept my gaze on the door and slid my hands back under my thighs. I was just about to start bobbing my ankle up and down when I realized I'd start shaking all over again. It was harder than I would have expected to sit still. Weren't they supposed to be here at 10?
Yeah, it's 10:06. Give them a break.
I have things to do, I explained, only partially lying. And why isn't Coach Lee in here with us?
Because she doesn't need to be.
Huh.
What kind of things do you need to go do anyway? Steal blankets from babies for fun?
God, he sounded so amused with himself. Dumbass. No, Satan, I don't do that anymore.
Push over elderly people using walkers?
Ha ha, I replied, gritting out the words as I glanced at the door for like the 10th time.
So? What are you doing after?
Why do you care?
I don't.
He replied easily, and something in my chest felt tight. I shoved it away. Good. You shouldn't.
I still want to know.
I glanced at him again, feeling a sneer come over my mouth and nose. I have to get to work, nosy ass. Is that okay with you? His blank expression was confusing.
You have a job?
Yeah.
Why?
Because things cost money and money doesn't grow on trees?
Ha ha.
Was his dry response, as he crossed his arms over his chest and gave me another one of those lazy looks that drove me crazy.
Where do you work at?
Now that genuinely made me laugh. Yeah, I don't think so. A hint of what might have been a smile or a smirk crossed his features.
You're not going to tell me?
Why? So you can show up at my job and make fun of me? He didn't even try and deny he would do something like that. He just stared at me. I'd swear some muscle in his jaw twitched, too. I raised my eyebrows like, see? Obviously he did, because he didn't bother arguing over it at all. Instead, his jaw shifted to the side, and then back in place, before he glanced down at the table, then again at me.
What's your deal anyway?
He shifted even more, so that the entire length of his side, thigh, arm, and my shoulder, were lined up alongside his.
It's only an interview.
It was only an interview, like he said. But it still made me feel almost sick.
I'll only laugh at you a little if you tell me why they freak you out so much.
He offered, like that was some sort of consolation. He'd laugh at my fears, but just a little. Oh, okay.
So?
I stared right into those soul-sucking eyes and didn't reply. He blinked, then I blinked right back. That stupid smile smirk didn't go anywhere, and it was that had me hunching over to the side to lightly dig the boniest part of my elbow to the middle of his thigh in a warning. He didn't flinch or move as I applied pressure. Instead, he lifted his leg to purposely press it against my bone, trying to get a reaction.
It'll be harder to hold you later if I have a bruise on my leg.
So much harder. I rolled my eyes. Fuck off. You could do it with bruises all over your thighs. He laughed, and it caught me off guard again.
Tell me what your deal is before they get here.
I don't have a deal.
You have a problem.
I don't have a problem. I'm fine.
I've never seen you so squirmy before, and I don't know if it's annoying or kind of cute.
I stared up at him for using the C word, but nothing on his face confirmed he'd said anything like that to begin with. I didn't think he'd use the C word on me, at least not that C word. Cunt, maybe. Cute, no way.
We'll go with annoying. I'm going to keep asking you until you give me an answer.
God, what was with all these people in my life who couldn't and wouldn't take no for an answer? This was the same game my mom played when she wanted something. Actually, it was the same game everyone in my family played when they wanted something that I didn't want to give them.
Meatball.
You're the annoying one. I hope you know that. I glanced toward the doorframe again. And don't call me Meatball in front of the reporter person. I don't need anyone else calling me that.
I won't, if you tell me what's wrong with you.
You're an idiot. He let out a little puff of breath from his nose.
I won't. Tell me.
I sighed and rolled my eyes, not feeling like hearing about this the rest of the day, or days, if I refused to. Look, I don't like the media is all. I don't like most people, period. They're always twisting and turning words around to make them controversial, and people eat that shit up. They want the drama. They want to believe all the bad things they hear.
So?
Did this bastard just say, so, like it wasn't a bad thing? So, one time I said that I thought the judging system was still not correct, and they turned it around to make it seem like I thought the person that won another event didn't deserve it. I got hate mail for months after that. Another time, I said someone had a beautiful Y-spin, and suddenly they weren't any good at anything other than that, I told him, remembering those two things because they had bothered me for months. And that was just a small fraction of the things that had been twisted and turned until they weren't at all what I thought or said. I hated people for doing that kind of stuff. I really fucking did. God. And don't get me started on videos. Ivan didn't say anything for so long I had to glance at him. His thigh was still against mine, but he was frowning. I thought about shifting my leg away, but fuck it. He was in my space. I wasn't going to give him any more. His question came so unexpectedly, it surprised me.
So, you never said you thought the WHK Cup was rigged?
Shit. Tipping my head to the side, I glanced up at him and shrugged. No, I said that. He looked down at me and made a face.
Nothing has been rigged since they changed the scoring system.
I did know that. The scoring system had been changed when I was a kid after things had been rigged. What had once been a subjective point system based on a perfect 6.0 score had been ripped apart and reformed based on a stricter point system where each element was worth a certain amount of points, points that would be deducted if the element wasn't performed well. It wasn't a flawless system, but it was better. But I'd been mad at the WHK Cup back then, and who the hell could be responsible for what came out when they were pissed as hell? Your partner landed double-footed, and you almost dropped her doing a triple twist. It was rigged. The second sentence was a lie, but the rest of it wasn't. I remembered the incident perfectly. He snorted, and that time it was him who twisted his entire body to face mine.
It wasn't rigged. Our base score was a lot higher than yours was, and she completed all of her rotations.
I knew that, but I was going to be damned if I admitted that his program had much harder elements in it that equaled a much higher score than what my ex and I had. Plus, we hadn't been perfect. Almost, but not. I probably remembered every single mistake I had ever done in every program ever. Some nights, it kept me up going over everything, even programs from back when I was a teenager. If I hadn't been so cocky, or if I had done just a little better, how different could my life be if I had just lived up to my potential and not fucked up almost every single thing in my life? Okay, it wasn't rigged, I agreed. Just because I would be more of an idiot if I kept trying to say that it was. By some miracle, I kept myself from smiling. One of your people just paid off the judges. Whatever you want to call it is fine with me. Ivan blinked, and I blinked back at him. The tip of his tongue touched the inside of his cheek, and his face went smooth when he said,
I won that fair and square.
I won third place that night, and I landed everything fine.
You landed everything fine, but your choreography was atrocious, and you pulled back on your jump sequences after What's-His-Face bailed on the 3S in the event before that one. You also looked like a robot, and your partner looked like he was on the verge of throwing up the entire time.
He had a point, but... Ivan shrugged so casually I wanted to backhand him.
Your music sucked too.
The only sucking going on in that moment revolved around me sucking in a breath. Excuse me? What are you, a musical genius?
I have a better ear than you do. Don't get mad. You're either born with it or you aren't.
I would have gaped, but I didn't want him to know that he could get that reaction out of me. Then he kept going.
You're out of your mind if you think I'm letting you choose the music for any of our programs.
Now that had me turning my whole body on that bench seat to give him this, the fuck did you say, look. My knee was pretty much on top of his thigh as I leaned toward him. It wasn't like I didn't touch him 100 or 300 times a day, and had for weeks by that point. I could pick him out in a crowd by smell alone, I bet. What? That light pink mouth twitched for the second time that day.
You heard me. Nancy, the choreographers, and I will pick it. It'll be perfect. Trust me.
I had to throw my head back and laugh. Ha!
It's okay, Jasmine. I've always chosen. It's probably more important than the choreography. You want to win, don't you?
No shit, I wanted to win. And honestly, he did have great taste in music. His arrangements always surprised me. They were good, but I wasn't going to admit that. There's no I in team, you know that? The son of a bitch had the nerve to wink.
But there's an I in winning, and if you want to win, you have to listen to me.
I scoffed. Then I laughed, even though I didn't want to. That doesn't even make sense, you idiot. And quit doing that thing with your eyes. It's freaking me out. Those broad shoulders hunched up without the least bit of apology, straining at the seams of his beautiful sweater, that I didn't have to touch to know it had to be soft as hell.
Makes sense to me.
Because you're a dumbass. You're not the boss of me. We're partners. There's no I in partners either. He winked again.
We can argue about costumes and choreography, but I'm choosing the music.
Shit. I'd take it, but what was I going to do? Say okay? Really, I didn't care about the music. I'd skate to anything. Now the costumes. Remember your Chiquita Banana Mambo costume nightmare? I'm sure as hell not letting you choose the costumes without seeing them first. And I already have someone who will make mine. A muscle in his cheek twitched for all of a second before it stopped, and he ignored my comment about our costumes.
Who's a national champion, world champion, and Olympic champion?
I reeled back, and then couldn't form a single fucking word. Not one other than one that started with an M, ended with an R, and sounded like Trucker Wucker. Until the slow smile crept over his mouth. Then I could. You're such an annoying shit. God, I just want to punch you in the face sometimes. Who's a champion? Shut the hell up. What did he do? How did he respond? He laughed. Ivan Lukov laughed loud. You probably paid the judges with your Russian mafia money, I kept going, which earned me another laugh so loud that I almost smiled back at him. When Karina and I were way younger, I had asked her how her parents made so much money that they could live in their giant mansion, and she had said she thought they were in the mafia. They weren't, but it still made me laugh.
You're such a sore loser. I thought I was bad, but you got me beat.
Oh, please. I wasn't the one who got rid of partners every time one of them failed. But I didn't say that. You probably sit in your Tesla and cry every time you wrinkle your sweaters. Ivan barked out another laugh that was pretty much shouted up at the ceiling. What are you laughing at? I'm not trying to be funny, I said, watching him lose his shit for the first time in the more than 10 years we'd known each other. The most I'd ever seen out of him was a smile or two around his family, specifically Karina. But that was it. I hadn't even known he knew how to laugh, unless he was doing something shitty, like taking people's souls and stuff. Oh, that's nice, a new voice piped up, nearly getting lost in the volume of Ivan being a pain in the ass. And just like that, he stopped, the sound of his laugh replaced with silence. We both looked toward the door at the same time. Sure enough, there was a woman standing there at the doorway holding a messenger bag in one hand and a purse in the other. You don't have to stop on my account, she said, smiling. I didn't say anything, and neither did Ivan. She kept her smile on her face. I'm sorry I'm late, she went on, without offering an explanation. If she was expecting an "it's okay" out of me, she wasn't getting it. I couldn't stand people that were late. Apparently Ivan wasn't a fan either, but out of the corner of my eye I saw him bob his head.
We're ready whenever you are to get started. We both have other engagements and can't stay late.
He had something to do too? Since when? He didn't have a job. I used to think I wouldn't have one either if I had the opportunity to stay at home, but the truth was, I'd probably go apeshit without things to do. I could barely sit still for 10 minutes. But what the hell did Ivan have to do? The other woman nodded and began making her way into the break room, clutching a bag in each hand. I understand. All I need is a minute to get ready, she said, as she dropped her messenger bag on the table in between the bench seat that Ivan and I were sitting on and the chairs on the opposite side. She had to be in her mid-30s, maybe even a little older. I never trusted guessing people's ages, because neither one of my parents looked like theirs. Amanda Moore, she said, thrusting a hand out in my direction first. Jasmine, I responded, taking her hand and giving it a shake. She did the same to Ivan, who said,
Ivan, pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you? What a suck-up. But I kept my attention forward on the lady, because as much as I wanted to shoot him a side look, there was no way I'd be able to hide my "you're full of shit" face. She gave us both a tight smile before beginning to go through her bag. She pulled out a laptop, a small black device that had to be a recorder, and a small yellow notebook along with a pen. 1 minute, she said, as she opened her laptop. Ivan's leg touched mine underneath the table, but I didn't look at him. Not too long afterward, after moving things around, the woman gave us a tight smile. Okay, I'm ready now. The idiot beside me touched his leg against mine once more. That time, I hit my knee against the side of his thigh at the same time I folded my hands and stuck them between my thighs out of view. I wasn't going to be the one to break. No way. Lee wasn't going to get the chance to give me shit. I already thanked Ms. Lee for reaching out to ICE News for the interview, but I wanted to thank both of you myself. When the rumors started coming in that you and Mindy weren't going to skate together, we were wondering who would replace her. The woman named Amanda started, her gaze shifting to Ivan's direction as she spoke to him. Good. I didn't know what they thought or knew about Ivan's situation, besides that they wanted to keep the details under wraps. They could figure that out and deal with it. All I wanted was to compete. So, she continued on, glancing down at her notebook for a moment, I'm going to record this conversation if that's okay with both of you. I nodded at the same time Ivan said,
Yes.
The woman beamed. I have it here that you've been training together at the Lukov Ice Complex for the last 14 years. She asked me.
Yes.
We both answered at the same time. Was he trying to answer for me? She bobbed her head. And Ivan, you've been here since it was built 21 years ago?
Yes. Before that, I lived and trained in California.
He replied like he'd answered that question countless times in the past, maybe because he had. The reporter switched her attention to me. You've known each other since you started coming here? I could do this. No, I answered, trying to keep her from instantly thinking her questions were dumb. Wasn't it common knowledge that Ivan had been doing this longer than I had? He was more advanced than I was. We met about a year or two later. She didn't need to know we had met at his house instead of the LC. The woman gave me a little smile. But you're close friends with the family, aren't you? I blinked. How the hell did people know that? Yes. You were in the same classes as... She paused and glanced at her notebook. Karina Lukov, Ivan's sister, correct? I nodded. Unlike Ivan, her parents hadn't put her into figure skating until she was a lot older. She had taken dance classes instead. The only reason they put her into figure skating was because Ivan had won a gold in the junior level and she had wanted to try. You know, since her family already owned an ice rink and all, why not? I had shaken my head the first time she told me that story. How long did that last? The Amanda woman asked. Luckily, Ivan decided to answer that question. I didn't want to. I didn't even want Karina being brought up into our conversation. She didn't like having attention on her of any sort, and I respected that.
My sister stopped at 14. She decided to pursue other things.
Did his voice sound weird, or was it my imagination? Maybe he didn't like talking about her either. But you two were best friends, she asked me. I nodded again, and didn't miss the funny look the woman gave me. Maybe she wanted more than one-word answers and nods, but that's all she was getting, until I had to say more. This partnership is a decade in the making, then? I froze. Don't look at Ivan. Don't look at Ivan. Don't. His knee knocked mine, and it was only because I was familiar with his voice, mostly his smart-ass voice, but whatever, that I noticed how off it sounded, almost choked, a little gravelly. Weird.
You can say that.
I was not going to laugh. I was especially not going to laugh at this idiot, so all I did was nod. Slowly. Very slowly in agreement. Amanda Moore's eyes slid to my direction to see me agreeing, and the little smile came over her mouth. I'm sure you've seen the video of you. She pointed at me. Telling Ivan some things? There was so much feedback from his fans toward you after that. She was bringing that up, wasn't she? Great. Now whoever didn't know about it was going to look it up. Shit. Was that simply both of you playing around then? She kept going. I went tense. I was pretty freaking sure that my eyes were almost bugging out of their sockets, and the fact I was pressing my lips together probably made my face even worse. Shut up. Don't say anything. Shut the hell up. So I nodded, slowly again, feeling like I was about to burst from the lying. Beside me, the idiot, the complete moron, hit his leg against mine again, and he said, in that ragged voice that wasn't his at all,
"Yes, we play around all the time."
Damn it. Damn it. I wasn't going to laugh. I wasn't going to deny. I couldn't. I had promised Lee that I could do this, that I could pretend we were friends.
Jasmine is wonderful.
Ivan basically choked out, somehow not bursting into flames as he said it.
What a sense of humor.
I had to fist my hand and dig my nails into my palm to keep from reacting. What a shit liar. Oh my God. And he gave me hell for being bad at lying? I cleared my throat and plastered on a smile that felt like melted rubber as I said, "Ivan is great." As I remembered our conversation not that long ago about having voodoo dolls of each other. The leg beneath the table hit my knee, and it took all of my self-control to not say a single word, because obviously he was thinking something similar. Don't laugh. Don't choke. Keep it together. Professional. United, and all that shit. But the lies must have been evident, because the reporter almost immediately frowned and glanced at Ivan, who I had no idea what kind of facial expression he had on his face, because I might die if I actually looked at him, and then glanced back at me. Is there something funny? Out of the corner of my eye, I could see Ivan shake his head.
No, nothing. We respect and admire each other a lot.
Oh my God. My shoulders shook for the 2 seconds it took to get them under control. Respect and admire? Of all the things he could have said, he literally went there. That time, it was me that banged my leg against his beneath the table. Something, which I was pretty sure was the back of his hand, hit my forearm under it too. So much respect and admiration, I ground out, barely holding in a choke as I nodded.
I've always been a big fan of Jasmine.
The idiot continued on. Me too, I warbled out, trying to smile again, and more than likely looking like a serial killer. Ivan is a very likable guy. She gave us both a funny look for a moment, before either deciding to let it go, or believing us. I didn't care. What are your favorite strengths of Jasmine's skating? The woman asked.
Oh, you know.
I didn't even move my knee that time. I just kicked him. Straight up kicked him in his shin. Not hard, but hard enough.
She's a tremendous athlete.
He finally got out, hitting my forearm again. And you, Jasmine? What drew you to want to partner up with Ivan, other than the fact he's the reigning world champion? She asked. What more is there? I got out with a shrug, taking the easy route, despite her comment rubbing me the wrong way. I know you haven't been together very long, but if there was one thing you wanted to say to the other, as a criticism, what would it be? I jumped on that real quick, because I didn't trust Ivan. Criticize this guy? I ground out, tapping my heel against his, lightly as a warning and a reminder. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing at all. Everything he does is perfect. I almost gagged the effort those words took. The smile that came over the reporter's face was just about a beam. That's sweet. Ivan's heel hit mine. And you, Ivan? What about Jasmine? It hit it again.
A criticism? Jasmine is too nice.
The woman blinked at the same time I did. Too nice? She asked, not even offending me because, really, that's what he was going to go with? I glanced at him at the same time he was nodding.
Yes, too nice.
She probably wasn't even expecting the, huh, that came out of her mouth, because it came out so swiftly. I looked over at her and blinked. Then she blinked too, like she couldn't believe that it slipped out of her mouth. Bitch. Maybe I wasn't the warmest, cuddliest person in the world, but I was nice. Or as my mom would say, what I wanted to be. But that was my mom. She had earned my love and deserved it. She could say whatever she wanted to me. What do you think about your old partner and Mary McDonald announcing they're competing this season? She asked out of nowhere. Just the mention of my old partner and then bitch-ass Mary McDonald afterward ruined everything about the day so far. Just like that. My whole body tensed. Then Ivan kicked me. Literally kicked me. But it snapped me out of it.